Welcome to the 80s and 90s Uncensored. My name is Milo Dennison.
I'm Jamie Fenderson, and today we're talking about four rom-coms from the 1990s.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. We thought we'd get a little romantic in here, pour ourselves a glass of wine, light some candles, and watch some rom-coms, because Jamie loves rom-coms.
Yeah, I love them about as much as you do.
Which is not much at all.
No, I don't know. Rom-coms are kind of hit or miss for me, mostly miss. I just think they're so unrealistic. You got the guy meets girl, but usually in some kind of quirky way, like, oh, I spilled coffee on you and made a first bad impression, or I landed in your car from a building or something like that. And then they don't like each other at first, and they got to spend the movie like getting to know each other and love each other. I think that's crap, because usually when you meet someone, like, how'd you meet your wife? You probably met her at like a Irish pub in Ireland or something, right?
Well, we were in Ireland. I got her drunk and she was like, all right, well, now that I'm drunk, you look all right. Sure, why not?
Yeah, it's usually something far less ceremonious than what they have. And then you actually like each other at first. I've never met anybody who disliked their partner at first and then grew to like them. Didn't get together with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I grew to like my ex-wife and I spent years together and we grew to dislike each other and then got divorced. That's real life, kids. You're not going to meet a girl and she doesn't like you at first. But then what happens with these rom-coms is the guy, he's so persistent that he's essentially harassing and stalking the girl. But that's romantic, right? Because the guy is just so persistent. I mean, in real life, you do that, that's like she calls the cops, gets a restraining order. Right. But then a girl does it and it's a psychological thriller when she does it. It's not even a rom-com anymore.
She's a psycho.
Star. It's a psycho movie about
in a rom-com. It's a boy doing it.
But a boy does it. It's a rom-com. It's just all unrealistic. And then it just, unless she's that manic pixie. Right. That dream girl, manic pixie dream girl who's completely batshit crazy, but she's so fun. And she's going to take you for a wild ride and she's going to show you the meaning of life, even though you're a schlub, and you don't give anything back to her. I actually dated a manic pixie after my divorce and it was a wild ride. All right. And it ended up like a breakup because it was a psychological drama, because manic pixies end up in psychological drama situations. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think people maybe get these unrealistic expectations from these rom-coms. But guess what, kids? It's nothing like a rom-com. Nothing like a rom-com.
That's right, kids.
So if you think you're going to get out there and meet that beautiful manic pixie and you're going to meet in some way, like fall in her car, and she's not going to like you at first, but later you're going to kiss in the rain at the end because it's always rainy. You're like, forget it. The weather sucks, but we got each other. It's not going to be that way, kids.
Yeah, usually involves one of them running to the other.
Yeah, they're running. Yeah. It's always the running at the airport. Yeah, no, don't do it. Don't. Or she's marrying another guy. Like she's engaged or she's about to get married.
Shows up at the altar. No, don't do it. And she's like, okay, I'll run away with you.
When in real life, they'd call the cops and you'd be arrested and she'd hate you for ruining her wedding.
Yeah.
Man tools.
Hey, Jamie, what is Man Tools?
Well, Milo, Man Tools is a weekly men's issues live stream podcast wrapped in comedic takes on news, sports, his story, and more. Watch Man Tools live every Thursday, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific on Facebook at Man Tools Media, or listen anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find them on the web at mantoolsmedia.com, and you can get all of their social media at links.co/ManToolsMedia.
Do it.
All right. Now that we ripped on rom-coms, let's pick four of our favorite 90s rom-coms, Jamie, because that is the task.
It's hard to do because it's the 90s. Had a lot, dude.
And here's the thing. There's a lot of rom-coms and a lot of movies are like, is this a rom-com or is this just a comedy? Or is it, you know, so a couple might be a borderline rom-coms.
I agree, because I picked the ones that were kind of pretty funny.
Exactly. I did too. I picked one here that's proper rom-com And then I think my other three might be a bit borderline, but okay. you can kind of see what you think. So, but you go for your first one and then I'll go.
So the first one I picked was Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser. His dad builds this whole big nuclear facility, like nuclear shelter under their house.
Oh, that's right. Is that with the blonde girl? What's
Alicia
her name?
Alicia Silverstone.
I have seen that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so like a plane crashes in their house. So the dad thinks like nuclear thing is happening. So he goes, the family goes down, his wife and his son go down there. And he's set, right? He's got a little greenhouse. He grows his own fish. Like they're all set. So he's raised all 60s style. And then he comes out in the 90s, even though he's like early 60s, never saw anything else. And he's just like this guy who's like totally like 1962. And it's just him interacting with the 90s and interacting with this girl who thinks he's so weird because he's just a 60s dude. And he's really nice, right? But he calls like black people Negroes. And so she's like, well, that's really weird. Like, we don't do that anymore, dude. But I think it was kind of funny. Like, what if you put someone from the 80s or 90s in a bunker and to be raised by 80s, 90s parents, and then they never saw anything else. And then 30 years later, they come out to today's time. How would that be different?
Why is everyone staring at this little screen thingy in their hand everywhere they go? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, they're all wearing masks. Did the nuclear thing really happen? Everybody's wearing masks.
Yeah, that's an okay one. It had its moments. It's been so long since I've seen it. I do remember, isn't it kind of one of the plot points at the very end? I'm going to spoil the movie, anyone who hasn't seen it, that it turns out that they're really rich because he bought some AT&T stock or something like that in the 60s.
Baseball cards or something.
Is that what it is? Baseball cards? Something like that. I forgot. There's something that he has. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It turns out like he's loaded.
And it turns out that they end up very rich. Yeah.
Yeah. And chicks love loaded dudes. So. Worked out for Alicia Silverstone too.
Well, that's the thing. Both those stars were kind of huge right in that at that time and stuff. Yeah. So it was a good time for them and
very 90s stars. Very 90s film. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to go for As Good as It Gets for my first one. Mm-hmm. Could be borderline. Mm-hmm. Is it a romantic comedy? But I'm going to go, it is. There's a decent amount of comedy. There's some romance in there. Jack Nicholson plays this miserly guy who gets a neighbor played by Greg Kinnear, who is gay. Jack Nicholson's character is kind of a bit phobic, but ends up having to kind of take care of him because Greg Kinnear's character gets attacked. He kind of falls for Helen Hunt's character, but he's a bit OCD and stuff. But yet somehow through it all, the 60-year-old Jack Nicholson gets it on with the mid-20s Helen Hunt, however old she was then.
Yeah, 30s. Lucky dude.
But the girl
he's Jack Nicholson, though.
Exactly. But in real life, Jack Nicholson could do that. So why can't...
Let's just do it in the movie, too.
Yep, exactly. So it was a good film. I think it won some awards, if I remember correctly. And it has a lot of nice moments in it between all of the characters that kind of draw you in. And it's got a few famous lines, of course, you know, you make me want to be a better man.
Make me want to be a better man. Yeah, that's a good one. And I like that movie, actually, because Jack's character is such a dick.
Yeah,
he really is. But he writes romance novels. But then you meet him and it's like, how can this guy write romance novels?
Because he's the worst person ever.
Yeah. And he's awkward and he's just, I how can you, but obviously he has some kind of romantic streak, right? I think it's pretty good.
It's nice. It doesn't fully follow the formula of a rom-com, which is kind of why it's borderline to me. But
well, it's probably why we like it, too.
It could be. In a sense, though, she does meet him and doesn't really like him. She just tolerates him because he's the person that she waits on. And it's more Greg Kinnear's character getting involved that kind of helps draw the two of them together and change Jack Nicholson into a more likable person. But I'm going with it.
I feel you there, brother. I dig it.
All right.
My next one is I get this is borderline too. I think we're going to pick borderline ones.
I think we
because that's how we like to roll. If you to get a traditional rom-coms, we just like boring, stupid. Mm-hmm. But these kind of edge case ones are better. And my next pick is there's something about Mary.
Also on my list.
I knew it would be.
Yep.
Because it's funny.
It's hilarious. It's got
the comedy way more than the romantic.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, right? And it's just raunchy. And it's like I think it's maybe among the first rom-coms that went raunchy.
That's why it was so phenomenal to watch, because there were so many moments in that film that you're just like, oh, like right from the beginning with the zipper and the nuts and stuff. And you're like, oh, but it worked.
Have you ever zipped your nuts, bro?
I have zipped my nuts and it hurt. I haven't zipped
it
my
does
nuts,
hurt.
But I've zipped my dick.
I don't remember. I've zipped. I think every man's probably zipped themselves up once in their lives and never again. I think I was 10 years old at a KOA camp in California and I zipped up. That hurts, dude. And they heard me howling like a hyena from the whole camp was like, what is that? Is that a werewolf? It hurts, dude. It does. It hurts like hell.
And the thing is, like, prior to that film, they might have done the scene of the zipping with the penis, but what put that over the edge was they showed it. They had that quick shot of just the balls out, you know, with the zipper wrapped around it, you know?
Yeah. And then they had the jizz hair thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, it was so raunchy. But it was funny, though. And it was raunchy. And for a rom-com, if you can call it a rom-com, it was really raunchy. And it was just funny. And the brother always just randomly hitting the guy because he's going off. And just all these funny scenes. It's just hilarious. And that's why it's definitely on my list, because it's almost it's a rom-com, because the rom is kind of there, but the comedy is it really is a comedy because it's funny as hell, dude.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's on my list too.
In reality, it's probably more of a comedy than rom-com, but there's the romantics between Stiller and Diaz's character.
Yeah.
And, you know, they meet, they don't get together, they get together in the end. If it works.
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy. It's just really heavy on the raunchy comedy. That's why I dig it. Yeah. I think every rom-com ought to be like this. This is a straight up date movie for us.
Oh, totally. Totally. Top of the list.
Yeah. All right.
My next one is So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So this is Mike Myers playing probably one of the most normal characters he's ever really played in a film. He's just some guy living in San Francisco who does poetry and hangs out with his buddy and falls for Nancy Travis's character, who works at a butcher shop. And it works perfectly within that thing. Like, they meet, they do like each other right away. In fact, as soon as they meet, he asks her out on a date. They have kind of a nice little dating montage, but then he kind of starts to think that maybe she's killing all of her exes, but marries her anyways. And then it turns out that somebody else is doing it, but it has a lot of really good romantic moments mixed with good comedy moments. And of course, Stiller's characters, the stuff with the dad is just hilarious ever since. And now, anytime somebody sits in front of the TV, I'm like, head, oh, look at the size of that melon. Oh.
Head, move. Look at the size of that boy's head.
Shh.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Shh, you gotta give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Shh. Has its own weather system.
Yeah. That's another one that's heavy on the comedy.
Yeah.
That's why I think we like the funnier ones.
Yeah. I think that's considered more of like a romantic black comedy.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it's got romantic and comedy in there. So I'm using it.
Yeah. Hey, man, you have my permission.
All right.
My next one is, it's maybe a little cheesy, but I kind of liked it. It's Jerry Maguire.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of a rom-com. Like traditional rom-com for sure. But I kind of like the story behind, because all the rom-coms have some kind of obstacles they got to get through, some kind of problems they got to solve. And I think this story had kind of a fun one. Like, this guy is a sports agent, which is pretty shady business, I guess, from what they say. and he's trying to be more virtuous and gets completely blown away. And he ends up with just this one client, a football player who's not even that big. And he's like, I'm going to take my one client. I'm leaving. And everybody's like, yeah, good luck. You're going to get eaten to the wolves. But there's this one girl there who believes in him. Right. So she totally just follows him and they start their own agency. And I just think the story behind it is kind of unlike most kind of obstacles where it's kind of first world problem baloney. This is kind of a cool obstacle where they got to show the system. They got to kind of fight the man. I kind of like it. That's what I'm going with that one.
Yeah, it's definitely borderline. I don't know if I'd full on rom-com it either, but the performances are brilliant in that. I mean, Cuba Gooding Jr. won an Academy Award for his performance. And for some reason, his career after that never did as well. Like, he did a lot of crappy movies after that.
He did a lot of like stupid comedies that
for some reason, I don't know why. And then the little boy in there was just hilarious. Everybody was repeating said stuff. So it's a really cute movie. And the relationship between all the people and the friendships that they form within them, it's very believable and very nice. And it's a nice film.
Yeah.
All right. So for my last one, I'm going to go proper rom-com. Okay. Notting Hill. Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts, when you think rom-com of the 90s,
that's those two people.
Two people. Exactly. One of those two people is in it. You take the both of them and you have the queen/king of the rom-coms.
Yeah. You're cheesing it in up Notting with that Hill. One.
Yep. So, but I went with it. I live in London at the moment, so I got to support the hood. It's Hugh Grant plays a small time bookstore owner who just happens to conveniently bump into Julia Roberts on the street, formulaic rom-com, spills coffee on her, invites her home to help clean the coffee off. They go on a date, but they realize that, you know, they like each other. But then, of course, her career interferes with it all. So they kind of have to split apart. But then they realize that they're better together and they get together in the end. It's, you know, just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. And, you know, who doesn't love that?
You were really spraying the cheese whiz on with that one, bro. Are they kissing in the rain at the end?
I had to. Yeah, I think I do. Are they? I think they are. I don't remember. Honestly, I'm trying to remember. I don't think they are. I think they're. It's at a house or something like that.
Are they running toward each other? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or the guy's running toward her. There's always some running involved.
One of them is running towards the other. I don't remember which one.
It's why you never see like older people in rom-coms. Except Jack Nicholson, maybe. But he's never running, right? You got to run for that.
Nicholson doesn't run. He's like, I'm Jack Nicholson. They run to me.
Yeah. Well, you picked the rom-commiest rom-com.
I had to go full on rom-com for at least one of them. And you can't get more rom-com than that. It's funny, too, because since that movie, people that live in Notting Hill complain now because people will go do photo shoots in all the like flats in the street. So like people will be like posing on their doorsteps and on the little walkways and stuff. And people try to go in and out of their house. And there's like people, you know, taking pictures of each other in front of their house. And they're like, get the fuck out of the way of my house, dude. Like, seriously, people live here.
Oh, man. So they Goonie housed it.
Basically. Yeah. Pretty much. And just the whole area, because all the houses in the area look very similar. The whole street there.
Okay. Well, at least one of us cheesed it up.
Cheesed it up. Notting Hill, baby. Notting Hill.
Yeah. So my last one, and it's interesting because I think this is my favorite movie of all time, which happens to be a rom-com. So you'll be what I think is a rom-com.
Are you trying to say Office Space is a rom-com?
No.
As no.
No. No, it's Groundhog Day.
Is that a rom-com?
I think it is because he's kind of a dickhead.
It's true.
And I love Bill Murray. He plays himself in every movie he's in, which is, and it's brilliant. He plays a version of himself. So he's funny and you love him, but he's such an asshole. He's just like snarky and just like, you could tell he's very self-absorbed and he meets the producer and he's got to go back to the little town and do his stupid, what he thinks is like this stupid Groundhog Day report. And he's just so tired of it.
but he kind of likes this girl, you can tell. But she's like everything good in the world. And then he wakes up over and over and over again in this town he hates. And it's just, I think it's a brilliant movie. It's probably my favorite movie of all time. And it is kind of a romantic comedy because he's got to learn to be the best person he can, because no matter how many times he tries, she won't accept anything less, right? He's got to learn over this, I don't know, hundreds of years, however long he's in this loop, to be the kind of man that she would accept, which is nothing less than a good guy, right? And so it finally goes on to that. I just like the movie a lot. I like the whole concept of like having to live a day over and over again until you reach like your, it's a very Buddhist kind of thing, like till you reach Nirvana or something. I don't know, but I dig that movie.
I love that movie. And it's funny too, because often we think, oh, how awesome would it be to do that? Because then I could just keep doing these things over and over again. But then after a while, you can kind of understand how he gets to the point where he's trying to kill himself and can't. Because at some point you'd completely get sick of just doing the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah that'd be
awesome. And you can never get into good shape. Like, I'm in crap shape, but maybe I can spend a couple months getting into shape. But if I woke up every day like this COVID-19 snow, I've been unemployed kind of dough body, but I can never get rid of it, because I'm going to be kind of like having lower back pain in this dough body every day. And I can never go and like to the gym, and that sucks after a while. But I don't know. There are some days, like when I was in Cabo at the resort, munching on all you can eat and like all I can drink tequila, like margaritas and stuff. I don't know. That might be okay. I was with my son just swimming in the pool. I'm like, give me a day like that. Maybe.
Yeah. It depends on the day. Here's my thing. So if Die Hard is a Christmas movie,
uh-huh,
and not an action film because it takes place on Christmas, then Groundhog Day cannot be a rom-com because it takes place on Groundhog Day, which makes it a Groundhog Day movie. I'm using that same rationale.
I don't even know how to respond to that, man. Groundhog Day movie.
Groundhog Day movie. Yep. have you seen Palm Springs with Andy Samberg?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Check it out. It's Groundhog Day, but with Andy Samberg, and it's really good. It has Kristen Milioti in it and J.K. Simmons in it, and it's kind of the same concept of he's stuck in this day loop. But it does a really good job of using that concept and making it a good movie. I'd highly recommend it. Palm Springs, Andy Samberg.
Well, I guess that's it. Well, and I got one for you to check out.
Okay.
Have you heard of Cool as Ice, starring Vanilla Ice?
I've heard of it, but no, I don't think I'd want to. I've heard it's just terrible.
It is. We got to do it on our overlooked thing because it's this.
Yeah, but it's fairly overlooked from the sounds of it.
Yeah, and it's awful. It's really bad. Okay. It's like this wannabe romantic comedy starring Vanilla Ice. And I just want to mention it because like that's so bad.
All right.
It's really bad, but we're going to check it out.
All right.
But that would be the worst romantic comedy of the 90s.
All right, we'll add it to the list of, what is it called? Vanilla Ice? It's Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, it's called Cool as Ice. we gotta review it.
I added it's so it to bad. The overlooked list.
Yep.
All right, folks. Well, we've mentioned some movies there. If you haven't seen any of them, we'd say go check them out because they're romantic comedies that we like. And we will say, we are out of here, ladies, like that date you talked into watching a romantic comedy. Look, honey, we only agreed to watch it under the assumption you were going to put out at the end. No sexy time, no rom-com time. Goodbye.
Oh, you just offended all our female listeners. That yes. Sucks because they were starting to go up.
They were too. Now, they're like, oh, rom-com episode. Yeah. And then it ends and they're like, fuck you guys. I'm now
unsubscribed. Yeah, it's going like, to go back down to like unsubscribed. That where it started.
Come on. I said I like Notting Hill.
Yeah, you did. I don't know if that makes up for sexy time stuff, though, man.